Jenny and I were having breakfast this morning. She sent me a text yesterday of a, it was a text that went to a news story that happened out of Florida. It's quite a frightening thing that happened, and it's tragic. Ashanti N. Butler and Lania Miller, both age 15, and Dominique M. Battle, she was 16. They drown in a stolen car after it crashed into a murky pond in a St. Petersburg, Florida cemetery. So the story itself is pretty, you know, it's a typical story of teens taking a joyride and ending up dying, you know, and Janine said to me, there's something to this that isn't being reported, she said. I only know one person who'd be able to investigate this who's right now in Florida. She is actually Elizabeth Doherty. She's been on the program before. We've actually thrown a report on of hers before. She's done a lot of great work with us in the past. Elizabeth Doherty is a writer and now the host of the Doherty Report radio program. The show airs on Ground Zero's affiliate News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Elizabeth Doherty, welcome to Ground Zero.
Thanks, Clyde.
I'm so glad to have you here. I called you and I asked you, Elizabeth, to do the work. What did you find?
Well, I'm not a journalist by any stretch of the imagination, but we did some research and there is an oddity, a couple of different oddities to this story. We do know that this pond where they drove into, if you look at an aerial picture of it, you can't tell if you're driving up to it that it's a pond. From up high you can, but from almost ground level, it looks like part of the property because right. It has greenery and stuff coming out of it. You can't tell you're driving into a pond. Now, how they ended up on this road, we've read different accounts of this so far. And we have concerns that, you know, they say they were just observing this car. Well, how did they end up there so quickly? They say this car was going 35 miles an hour. How did they end up there so quickly if they weren't chasing the car down that road?
Right.
All I know is there were three different cars, it appears, three different officers involved who say they weren't chasing this car. And I have no idea how they ended up on this little road, this little side road. And the only way out is to go straight into that pond. I mean, unless you went around it, because it's pretty big. It's bigger than you think it is. I don't know how they wouldn't have ended up in that pond.
Is there anything else you can add to this? It'll just, I mean, this is a darkening more we talk to. This case is seeming
sure.
to get darker and darker.
One more thing. The car, according to this news story at tvnweekly.com, the car drifted about 20 yards into the pond and took 5 minutes to become submerged. Why wouldn't you roll down your window and get out of the car?
See, that didn't make sense to me. They said that the car went in with the windows rolled up, and if it took 5 minutes for that thing to submerge, then that would have given them time to open the doors, roll down the windows, and get out, and they didn't do it.
So, why not?
Why didn't they do it?
Unless
this is a Thelma Louise type of thing and they knew there was a pond at the end, but the police speculate that they saw I-275 in front of them thinking, oh, if we just go this much farther, we'll end up near the freeway. And instead, they drove directly into that murky pond that was covered up by the grass and everything. You couldn't even tell it's a pond unless you were above it.
Well, the deputies knew, and the deputies said they knew that there was no way out once they went down that road.
And like I was telling you at breakfast this morning when I was talking with Janine, she felt as though something most definitely needed to be investigated or something isn't quite right with this story. And she said, I believe, and she said she just did it based on what she was reading. She doesn't think the police tried to get those girls out of the water. That they just sat there from a distance and they saw it happen and they figured, well, there's nothing we can do now. We'll just let it happen.
Well, they said they had muck on them, but nobody saw them. So who knows? Even if you went into the water, they had 5 minutes to get those girls out. They said they couldn't reach the car, but if the girls were not submerged, couldn't they have gotten themselves out?
Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the program tonight at such short notice. Tell us about your show on WFLA, when it can be heard, and just give yourself a nice shameless plug for the National.
Okay, shameless plug, we're on 102.5 FM WFLA in Orlando, and we talk about general interest stories that other media aren't talking about. We do a little bit of investigating, research, that sort of thing, and we've been doing it for almost 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on every Sunday night,
right?
Currently from 8 to 10, and we're going to be expanding from 8 to 12 shortly in the evenings.
My hopes are as you continue with your success. I listen to your show when I have an opportunity to listen. I'm a big fan, and I am so glad you listen to my show, and I'm so glad that we're able to be colleagues and talk amongst each other about stories, and it's very, very awesome that you were there right here to talk about this. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
Thanks so much, Clyde. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.